Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again today to, and wherever you are and our listening, amen, to encourage you again that God is still alive. He's not dead. And we ask you to call in, amen, to all of you, friends and relatives, wherever you are, amen. And we thank you for listening, to be a part, be a special guest. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 855-326-2252. Amen. Toll free number. Amen. To have you to be a part, a special guest of our program. And we're always glad to have you wherever you are. Amen. God love you and Jesus love you. Amen. And we'd like for you to express, you give your testimonies and things that you've been going through or whatever, just to share. Amen. To strengthen and to encourage others. To strengthen and encourage others. Amen. Always, we want to give thanks to God. Amen. To be here. And we want to open up with a prayer. A prayer of healing. A prayer of healing. Amen. According to the scripture. Amen. Jesus came in the scriptures. Amen. He said he came in the scripture, was written of him. According to God's word, amen, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Colossians 1:22. Amen. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, I am healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2:24. Romans 6:11. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain. For God sent his word and healed me. Psalms 107, verse 20. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. In my path is life, healing, and health. Psalms 91, 10th verse, 11th verse. Proverbs 12:28. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flow within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. Matthew 8:17, John 6:63. My body is the temple of God. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secrete the proper amount of insulin for life and health. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Amen. According to the scriptures, Jesus came. Amen. He came, he brought life. According to the scriptures, Amen. The gospel according to St. Luke. Amen. In the last chapter of St. Luke, you hear Jesus teaching. Amen. And it's very important. Amen. Because everything been documented by God. And the holy men have written the word of God. The Holy Spirit had moved upon man. Amen. And notice the 24th verse in the 24th chapter, the 46th verse says, and the 45th verse, let's go back a little bit further. Amen. This one, Jesus was sitting, the disciples were sitting there, and they was all troubled, and it was all perplexed, amen, about, amen, Jesus. Reports about he is risen from the dead, and they wasn't sure. And he came through the wall. Amen. He came through the wall, and when he came through the wall, he presented himself. Amen. And they began to trouble themselves. Jesus said, amen. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet. That is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and blood, as you see. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while he yet believed, not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, why are you here? Do you have any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you. Amen. While I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Amen. Which was spoken. Amen. Which was written by the prophets. Amen. And also which were written in the law of Moses and in the psalmist concerning me. Then their eyes was open and understanding him. They understand the scriptures. Amen. And he said unto them, thus is written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in my name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Amen. According to the scriptures, according to what's written, according to what God has already given. Amen. Thank you for hearing and thank you for listening. Amen. If you'd like to express your thoughts about, amen, we're talking about, amen, what you have learned, what you have heard. Amen. And we want to make sure that you are able to hear and be a part of everything is written. Amen. Sharing what you have learned. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the brother testifying concerning what he have heard and what he have seen over the years. Amen. And God coming to his life. He was a recorder of music and scriptures. Amen. We thank God for the writings, amen, that he has done. You know, God is able to do everything but fail. And we praise him, amen, for looking upon us and helping us each day. Amen. If you desire to be a part of this program, amen, we'd like to hear what you have to say. Amen. And be a part amen, of things that's going on that happen in this world. Amen. We have someone else to testify.
My testimony is I came to God very young. My grandmother always kept us in church, and they always told us to believe in God and know God for yourself, and that your leader should be teaching the things of God. And Bishop Poole has been teaching the Word of God, the real, unadulterated Word of God, telling us how to live a successful life and know God in the pardon of our sin, that we can live in the sight of God and be righteous and to be loving. So you have to be careful, because the Bible says that we have to look at the fruit that we bear. And the fruit of God is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, kindness, faithfulness. And if you know that you're following leaders that don't have those characteristics of God, then you might have to check yourself and come back and say, maybe I need to be looking for another church. Maybe I need to be looking for another leader. Because people that don't have the characteristics of God, chances are not the real men and women of God. So you have to be careful about who you're following and who you're listening to. If they're not preaching the Word of God and also carrying and producing the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, then go back and reassess.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for those testimonies, and it's very important. We think it's not important, but amen. Who have been teaching you and who have been guiding you, amen, can you see the fruits of your labor? Amen. Are you stressed out? Amen. Are you being stressing over material things? Are you concerned about the things of this world more than the things of God? Amen. That's why it's so important, amen, to learn what Jesus taught us. Amen. And he left it for his disciples. He passed it down. He passed it down to all his disciples. And it's important, amen, to know who is and who had put you on the direction of Christ. You might not think it's very important, but when things begin to happen in your life, problems begin to happen in your life, and you really don't know why you're toiling. So, you know, people say, oh, you shouldn't have been worrying. Once you come to Christ, all the trouble is gone. You know, oh, all the trouble is gone. Once you come into Christ, amen, you always have finance. Amen. Well, let's examine that. Someone can call in. Amen. Let's examine that. Let's see whether or not that's true or not. Because of the fact, amen, we live in a world, amen, we live in a world where there's problems. There's climate conditions. Amen. There's problems in the homes. If you might not have, like it was before, amen, people was beginning to worry why about guns. You know, people being shooting each other. Contamination in the water, in the food. They always, every now and then you hear recall. Recall or not recalling cars or recalling certain foods. And you been following that doctrine. Someone had taught you that when you come into Christ, amen, you never have any problems. You never have any conditions. You never have any situations. Well, what about it? What you think about it? But it's important to know, amen, what the Bible says. It's important to know, amen, what the Bible says. Jesus did not take us out of the world. You know, that was one of the shocking things when I read. To me, it was shocking. To others, it might have been a young a person in Christ. Amen. It really, that's why I say it's according to the scriptures, what Jesus had written, and he had holy men had written. Amen. And gave us the word to follow. And we find here in the book of Romans, And I had to learn to evaluate this scripture and also, amen, constantly look at it and understand in Romans 8 and 28. Say, and we know that all things work together for good for those that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Whatever you're going through, amen, God's going to work it out. God is going to work it out. Amen. He's able to take, amen, the unwise things of the world. Amen. God is able, amen, to take situations and to take problems and work it out. Amen. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Now, we live in this world, and God wants us to stay in this world to be a witness for him, to be a witness for him. Amen. He's not going to take us out of this world. St. John, the 17th chapter, he said, I pray for them. And he's talking about his followers, his believers. Amen. He said that, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but from them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures may be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I spake in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that they should be taken out of the world. Now, here's the earth-shaking thing. I thought it was for me, but, amen, I was, you know, glad to be saved, glad to have Christ in my life. Amen. That hole that was in there has been, you know, filled up, and I don't feel alone. I don't feel deserted anymore. Amen. I feel I have a purpose for living. Amen. And this scripture here, when reading this scripture, he say, I pray that thou should not take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from the evil, that they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Amen. God is the word. He is truth. Amen. He is loving. He's kind. He's always there. He's always with us. Amen. God's word. God's word. God's word will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass, but his word will never pass away. Amen. Amen. If we have any callers, you can call in. We have a toll-free number. Amen.